Trey gonna be that old guy in sandals. And khakis with a bus.
I've been saying this for how long?
Like, I can't step outside naked.
We jumped into the river.
What did you do? Did you run the river? I jumped in.
I let autocorrect make me look stupid on Facebook every day. With Luxembourg. I can't do it.
It's Luxembourg.
Oh, okay. Yeah, sure. That's what they all say.
You try to get me to hump, do the hump, and get something.
Oh, look at you, girl.
Sexual tracking app on it, and it found that
who is actually using that? Welcome home, gentlemen from the 4th Infantry Division, 4th ID.
Yeah, yeah. I think he was trying to be funny, but it kind of escalated.
I think he was trying to hit her on a discount. Oh,
oh.
Money.
You used to listen to FM, but they played the same old.
I see you in the lobby. You're out in the studio. Sit down and get at your mic, asshole. What, man? You had one job. Get in here. After everything we went through this morning, how could you do this to me? Sorry, we had technical difficulties, so we're a little late starting the show, and I was having an emotional breakdown during that process of our technical difficulties this morning, and Christopher was there to support me like a good friend. Ain't that right, Watkins? And it's not behind the steps. You with a nice pickle gun. Bishop's the other Chris Watkins, the podcast Chris Watkins, here with me live today. And of course, if you're with us live on the Wake and Bake America show, welcome to the show. If you're listening later, thanks for listening. Don't forget to like, subscribe, check us out at www.wakeandbakeamericashow.com. That's the webpage for the station. And if you're a sports fanatic, check out our sports show, Blunt Football Talk. If you're into weird shit, check out our weird shit show on Control Alt Throw Against the Wall. And A, I mean A as in Canada.
A.
Check out our Canadian show, Newbie and the Doobie, here at Wake and Bake America Radio, the flagship station for our show. And this is its flagship show. So we've got a lot to get through after we've already been through a lot. So I will tell you that I literally cannot stand when this happens. It's mind-boggling, man. Like, how something can just go sideways. It's like I told you, it's almost like I set everything up too soon, and then unfortunately everything fell apart. But anyway, shout out to some of the people that do and help out the show and are part of the show, like, of course, Quality Peak Customs in Colorado Springs, and of course, Sam's Creations. She is an award-winning cannabis chef.
So we have some ghostly shit happen in our studio, though.
Bro, you weren't there for this episode where I called out the Vatican and told them I was going to get in that Vatican library, and then the fucking whiteboard flew off the wall?
No, yes, I was.
Oh, you were? You were there for that
Yes, show. I was oh, there for that show.
You were third seat because I had a guest. I remember. Yep.
Yes.
Yep. In studio guest, you were third chair. I remember. All right, so let's get to, of course, we got to get to the biggest and most importantest and the laugh little bit and the best of it. I don't know, I'm just making that up, but it is time for the happy news. That's for the happy news. The happy news. So, what are we talking about with the happy news today? Oh, man, what a great story. And coming out of such a tough situation, I'd love to share these stories with you guys. And, of course, you know, getting away from all the other junk we get stuck covering, like politics and murder-a-ticks and criminal-a-ticks and all those crazy-a-ticks, right? But this is the happy news. And so it's great to bring you something happy on a beautiful morning with Wake and Bake America. Wake and Baking with us during the week or on the weekend, baby. I got a 9-year-old. Whose heroic act saved his parents after these terrible tornadoes went through Oklahoma this week. So this 9-year-old literally tells his parents, I'm sorry for getting a little choked up. You guys got to remember, I got 5 kids. They're all adults now, but I still see them as my kids, and then I have grandkids. basically my kids.
They'll all be always be your kids, no matter what age they are.
So please don't die. I will be back. Kid runs for, I can't remember if it's like 3 miles or something like that. It's a long way for a 9-year-old to run, regardless. Okay, it's coming out of just north of Marietta in Oklahoma, where tornadoes tore through. His parents' truck had gotten wrapped around a tree, and his parents were pinned in. The tiny kid was able to get out of there and was able to run and just run and run and run until he found somebody. They say he made it. I think I may have given him a little bit too much credit, but and that's my fault for messing up the literal facts of the story. But
you would be tremendously surprised what adrenaline will do to a person.
And I remember being 9 and just being able to run forever, like not even having stopped.
You didn't have smoker lung either.
Right. And I at that time I wouldn't smoke weed, but I just lived in that. You were a smoker, so I smoked. Okay. Blink. Anyway, so he ran about 10 minutes. He made it about a mile, which is pretty impressive for a kid. Let's just be honest. And I just wanted to share this with you because what a heroic, brilliant young man. And what a mullet, by the way. What a mullet, kid. You know, I'm not a mullet guy. You know, the mullet isn't great for me. Of course, I don't have any hair, so that's part of the problem. I'm not a mullet guy, but what a heroic kid, man.
What a Joe way to Durst. Save,
right? What a way to save your parents. And just, wow, man. Like, come on. Give it up for him.
Yeah.
Give it up. Yes. Yes, we love it. Thank you to the studio audience. Take it out. We got to move on. So,
got to save his mama.
Because he is a 9-year-old child, I'm not going to say his name, despite it being in the news. I'm not doing it. I don't like that. And everybody knows. I'm big on some of the basic concepts of newsy journalism, and that's one of them. I'm not giving the kid's name out of the damn news.
Yeah, anybody could Google it and read the same story. So, I mean, if they really wanted to know the kid's name, they could find it out.
That's all I want to say. It's not my fault, though. If they figure that out, right? Right? Like, can I say that?
So, do you think the city will recognize him?
Oh, you got to. Like, the mayor's got to, like, give him, like, his own little key to the city. I mean, something.
Right.
Something. Come on now. Let's shift gears. We got to get to the next one. And you know what it is. It's time for the next one. And of course, next one files. Let's just get it out the way. That out of the way. Because you know how I feel about that one, man. Can we just get that out of the way? So, as you Blockbuster information this week came out. I think you guys should follow the Wake and Bake America radio on Instagram, because that's where I've been updating things like in real time throughout the week as I cover the trial. So you should follow that. I mean, also, you know, like, subscribe, show some love, you know, whatever. Don't be mad if I do you dirty and rip you or something. Our slogan is news professionally unprofessional. I mean, come on. As fuck, generally speaking, yes, on all of our shows. At least the ones that I'm on, they're very unprofessional. And so are our Instagram. People who are on our Instagram.
Our views are our own.
And our Instagram subscribers are extra. the people who run our Instagram. The people that run our Instagram are extra.
But I know that. You should hit them with our disclosure before we talk about this next story.
Of course, the opinions and thoughts expressed on this show are not the opinions nor the thoughts of the host or the station or other hosts on other shows. Simply that one person. So if you want to be mad at them, send your email to someone fucking else, because I didn't do it. But if you're mad at me, I mean, you got to do what you got to do. So again, like I said, let's move on. So Trump trial notes, like I said, the biggest thing I think I took from the Trump trials, and I said this, I just can't get this out of my head. David Pecker saying that, which is the former owner of the National Enquirer, saying that he Michael Cohen and Donald Trump knew that what they were doing was election fraud. That has just stuck in my head for a while. But I think the biggest bombshell was Hope Hicks that at the end of the week, well played by the prosecution. I'm going to give you a well played by the defense as well here in just a second, but well played by the prosecution on that move to wait to bring her on until Friday. So that's the last thing the jury remembers is tying Donald Trump to knowing about all this stuff. Not only that, but tying, more importantly, I think the thing that she did that's the most damning for the defense is she tied the entire issue to the election in 2016. And the problem is, until it gets tied to the election, it's not actually a crime. Because once it's tied to an election and what it was really about, and so she testified to Trump's demeanor. Like, he wasn't like, oh my God, my wife's going to find out at all ever once. He was like, oh my God, we got to get this story killed because it's going to kill my campaign if we don't. So I think that that was the big thing that I think that she did. So well played by the prosecution to put her up on Friday for that. I will say the jury seemed very interested in forensic evidence, which is stuff that can't really lie to you. In the defense's defense, you like that? defense's defense for the former president, I will say this, well played to try to play this into an extortion case. Now, I will tell you, personally speaking, when it comes to extortion, I have some mixed feelings about that because I always say, well, if you really did it, is it extortion? Or is somebody asking you to pay them to not tell on you, right?
Well, because now, they knowingly did it.
Well, look at this. The courts are viewing what happened to Dak Prescott. We'll just take a sidestep here for over to Dak Prescott's. The Dallas police were told that he sexually assaulted somebody in 2017. They did an investigation, and they said that there was really no evidence to support the woman's claims. So if there's no evidence to support a crime took place, right, or anything wrong took place, right, then that woman asking Dak Prescott for $100 million at that point becomes fucking extortion, right? Like, let's be honest, that becomes extortion, okay? So at that moment, I think that, so this is where it becomes, the question is the former president telling the truth or lying about his affairs with, let's say, Karen McDougal and Stormy Daniels as an example, right? Is he lying about those or are those not true? If they're not true, then I believe without a shadow of a doubt, you are extorting the former president, right? If they are true, then I take a step back and go, you're being asked to pay dough for having a side hoe, bro.
Well, yeah, and seeing the other thing with the testimony where he said that Trump knew, I mean, come on.
Shout out to Riggs Radio and TV, by the way, checking in on the show live today. Just want to say thank you for checking in. Love another podcast or radio personality out there, definitely, or TV personality. We need to follow them. I know how to do that while we're broadcasting. I'll do that. I'll follow.
Yeah, do that.
Radio right now. So back to what I was saying was shout out to whatever town Riggs Radio broadcast out of. Shout out to you. Show love to that town. Shout out to Chuck. Shout out to Chuck out in Michigan. Shout out to you out in Bay City today. You're not in Lansing like normal.
No, but in Bay City.
So shout out to Bay City today as you're coming to us. You're here on the show today from remotely from
old
Bay City.
Stomping grounds. Awesome. Yeah.
And then shout out to everybody and your mama just for fun. You know? I'm sorry. No, I paused for you. Sorry. Go ahead. And then it cut you out. That's so funny. All right. I'm done. I'm over it. That was hilarious.
If Trump knowingly knew that they were, if they knowingly knew.
By the way, it keeps cutting you off. Go.
Yeah. I know that if Trump is saying to another person that's already testified, saying that he has to squash this so it doesn't get out against the election, isn't that election interference?
Yeah. You know, another thing is that tape that Michael Cohen recorded him. So this is where it gets complicated because I have some mixed feelings about recording your client. Can I just clear that up? Okay. I don't think that that's very savory, but I also think that your client may be the reason why you have to record your client, i.e. Donald Trump. I just believe that Michael Cohen in that moment didn't believe that Donald would pay him back for the money he was fronting to pay off Stormy Daniels or Karen McDougal in that sense, or whatever the case may be. I just don't think that in the sense of the grand scheme of things, if you want to call it that, right? In the sense of the grand scheme of things, I just don't know that I'm not comfortable, I guess is the word I would say. See, it gets complicated. It's a question.
Well, because Donald Trump's been notorious for not paying contractors and basically other people.
It's like he was notoriously known, and Michael Cohen being the guy that would literally make it to where he didn't have to pay these people.
Right. Whatever.
So Michael Cohen knew exactly who he was dealing with. So you have a complication in any court case before we move on to the next story, by the way, which is favorite Star Wars people. Woo-woo! I'm excited. May the fourth be with you. Just this week, during the week after the live taping of the show, may the fourth be with you too. So long story short, though, I get uber excited in general, if you would. Right. I get uber excited in general about court cases. And guys, you have to understand that I've covered a gajillion cases. And this is just I remember literally dialed into the OJ case as a teenager in junior high. You know what I mean? Just it's these things have always fascinated me, not just what happened, not just who the players are, but the process, all of it, to a point of taking quite a few different legal classes and learning stuff. I think more, I don't think I ever wanted to really be truly be a lawyer, but I did want to know what I was talking about if I was going to be a reporter, right? Or a journalist. Right. So it was helpful to take some legal classes, but I actually am more into poli-sci and politics, to be quite frank. But my career path, you know, was a broadcaster in sports. And I'm still
total opposite.
On a sports show, but I still end up somehow in the realm of news and politics because I truly enjoy the story. Whether I like, dislike, or am indifferent to the parties at bay, it doesn't matter. I enjoy the news of the news. People hate that about me too at times, but it's one of my greatest traits. I'm here for the game of the game. And then they play childish music on me, and that's not cool, bro. We can fire you and make your tools stop working. We can fire you. Shout out to the producer. Shout out to our producers on the show, and thank you so much for your work and effort. So let's do this, dude. let's move on from the Trump trial, and let's get into the Burrito Star Wars characters. You ready?
Yeah, yeah. Oh.
No, it's okay. You don't have to pander to my giggles. So, oh my God, this was. It sounded like Podcast P was in the room because he has different things that can make noises, and he always messes with them. Like we were talking about this on the sports show. If you're into sports, by the way, check out Blunt Football Talk right here on the station, right here on all. It's on our station, right here on all your favorite podcast providers. So anyway. As we move on to, it is May the 4th, so I do want to talk about Star Wars and favorite Star Wars
characters. Absolutely.
This was a bad question for me to come up with because there's just so many good ones from each trilogy.
How do you pick one?
But if I was gutted from head to toe and had to just pick one person, no one else. I'm going with Grogu. You know it. And the reason why is because Baby Yoda, as some of you may know him as, which is not his name, just for the record. I got to go Grogu, though. I got to go Grogu. He's just too damn cute. He's just too fucking cute. Need I say more? Need I say more? By the way, we're not doing Star Wars trivia because when I started reading some of those questions.
Crazy, ain't it?
Right, I was like, nah, we should probably go with like Star Wars, like facts, like things you didn't know about Star Wars, right? Like that's what I thought we should go with because otherwise it was a lot. I've seen all these movies at least 10 to a dozen times or more each, and I just can't remember all these weird fucking names and weird names of
right.
planets and all that stuff. And again, I want to give a shout out to everybody checking in live this morning on the Wake and Bake America show with Chris Watkins and your boy Treasy.
I'd have to be the Mandalorian, though.
If you wanted to be somebody, if I wanted to be somebody, I'd want to be Windu, but I would want to fuck up Palpatine and a little fucking traitor. But anyway, sorry. I take a lot of personalness.
Backstabber.
Backstabber. But anyway, so, but if I'm going to just outright pick a character, I love Grogu. And I do love the Mandalorian because he's a badass, like straight badass.
Yes. Yes.
If you carry me around like a baby and go kick people's asses, I am into that. I am into that vibe, and I'll just come save your ass with my mental mind tricks when you need me. I think that's a great relationship for us. So, thank you for parlaying in that. I think that some of the most favorite characters of all time on the show, obviously Darth Vader, Luke Skywalker. I know a lot of people from some of the spinoffs.
Chewbacca.
Chewbacca, you like Rey? I like Rey, by the way. Rey's awesome.
Yes.
I think every starfighter pilot, I just want to be them, just to fly a starfighter. So there's so many. Once in a while, I want to be a stormtrooper just so I can, like, you know, switch to the good side, let my dark side rule, and then be like, oh my god, that's so horrible. I think I want to go back over there.
My sword's bigger than yours.
So let's get to our quick little sports update or interlude. So first off, I just want to say, if you're a hockey fan, wow, what a great hockey postseason it's been. Last night, Vegas forced a game 7. There'll be a game 7 tonight between Boston and the Maple Leafs. It's going to be rocking. It's going to be 2 great hockey games. I'm super excited about that. My team has finished their series off, so we're just waiting for the next guy or gal.
A lot of the sports this year have had pretty crazy outcomes. Between basketball, hockey, football last season was a...
Hold your tongue. I'm going to get to basketball next. We don't really do sports, but
we do a little. We're an all-inclusive. We're an all-inclusive radio station, man.
No, you set that joke up for me, bro. Come on. So let's flip. So those are the two really big things that are happening in NHL. Everything else is kind of settled. The Canucks have moved on. The Avalanche have moved on. Who's the other one I'm forgetting? Oh my god, I'm drawing a blank here. I didn't pull up my bracket because I was only going to talk about the two teams in a game 7. Getting somebody in the Panthers, the Florida Panthers. They whooped the piss out Tampa, and Pete was super salty about it. Of course, we had a lot that he wanted to avoid yesterday on that sports show. So anyway, and then of course in the NBA in the USFL, for all of you, please support spring football. I always say spring football put a championship ring on my finger. Spring football launched my broadcasting and catapulted my radio career. So please support spring football. It's near and dear to my heart. So anyway, the UFL has games all weekend as well, by the way. Just check that out. The undefeated Birmingham Stallions at the moment are trailing Memphis, who's only 1-4 from their own conference, from the USFL conference. So, and then of course, more games to come later. One more game today, and which I think is Battlehawks and somebody, just because that's my team. And then there's 2 games tomorrow. And then, of course, in the NBA, the Thunder have moved on to take on the Mavericks, who have moved on. The Timberwolves will take on the Nuggets, who have moved on. That's tonight, actually. That series tips off tonight with the Nuggets and the Timberwolves, because both of them have been sitting and waiting, because they both took care of business pretty quick.
Where are they playing? Denver's
swept. They open in Denver on the series. The Nuggets are the 2 seed. In the East, one series is already set. That'll tip off on Monday between the Pacers and the Knicks. The Knicks and the 76ers series, of course, got wild and interesting, which is probably putting it lightly. And then, of course, the Celtics are still waiting the winner of the Cavaliers and Magic game, because last night, the Magic, which I am so excited because I picked the Magic to be sort of like, I know they're sort of like an upset. I said they're going to upset the Cavaliers. And I said the Suns were going to get are swept, and they did. So this is my only other prediction. I need to come right. And then I look like a genius, even though I'm not. Isn't that great when that works out? Love that part. When you're not a genius, man, look like one. All right, so that's the sports updates for now. I will tell you, interestingly, in the NFL, Odell Beckham Jr. Signed with the Dolphins. That was kind of a big deal over the week. A lot of rookies reporting to a few camps. That was a big deal over the week. But that's all I got for the sports report this week, guys, as we do the Newsapalooza here on May the 4th be with you. Now, Chris.
Yes, sir.
Little short break and whatnot. I do want to bring up something. Bring up a couple things that we're going to be talking about after the break. Student protest versus student problem. Chris Watkins with the weed story. We're going to talk about our favorite Jedi, because I think that feels like you can narrow down your character tighter if we just pick a group.
Yeah, right. Categorize.
Well, of course, we're going to talk a little bit more as we talk about Cloud Wars instead of Star Wars. Get it? As we, Watkins will also have some more breaking news from the weed world of the weed worlds. And then we're going to close up the show with things you may have not known about Star Wars on May the 4th be with you. That's, of course, the live taping of the show, May the 4th be with you. But if you're not catching this until during the week, or you're catching this on Sunday, cool. All right, Chris, so before we go to break, I just want to say... That's just my, that's just, all right, that's how Darth Vader sounded. He smelled trees though. That's what I was trying to cover. Anyway, I love you guys. Let's go to break.
Hey, it's your girl, Cammy Renee, and you're listening to Wake and Bake America Show. You know I bring you the best.
We're smoking.
Look, everybody loves creativity, good food, and hard work. That's why it's so easy to love Sam's Creations. Sam's Creation is award-winning cannabis food creations. Find Sam's Creations on Facebook and Instagram with Sam's with a Z, Creations with a Z. Or place your order today at 719-283-1701.
All right, it's time to have that talk. Yeah, I'm talking to you, homeowner. Don't you try to run away, townhome renter and apartment renter. Look, every time we move, they charge us a ridiculous amount of money. Every time you need something remodeled, those people charge you a ridiculous amount of money. So this time, when I move, I got my whole deposit back. Now, I can't promise you the same results, but what I can tell you is I went through Quality Peak Customs. That's right. That's handyman and remodeling. And at Quality Peak Customs, they're going to take care of you the best they can to help you get the best job you can. So whether it's moving out, needing your apartment brushed up for the handover, your townhome, you want to rent that out, you need it fixed up for the big remodel, hey, that house. When's the last time you've done something? Well, when you do it, why don't you call Quality Peak Customs at 719-964-6871. That's 719-964-6871. You can also email Quality Peak Customs at qualitypeak.customs@gmail.com for your free quote today. You can check out Quality Peak Customs on Facebook as well. Let's go with Quality Peak Customs for your next move, your next remodel, or the next time you need a helping hand around your home.
Can I talk to you, son?
Sure, Dad.
Hey, what's this? Your mom found this in your closet.
No, that's not mine. One of the guys.
Where did you get it? Where? How? Where'd you learn to do this stuff?
It's a podcast, all right? Learn from Control Alt Throw Against Wall.
Control Alt Throw Against Wall. We may teach you stuff, but it won't be good.
Hey, what's going on? It's the Hungry Hustling American Dream Afro Man. Wake and bake, America. Yeah, you're chilling with Mr. Ashtray.
That's Mr. Trey, not Ashtray.
You're listening to Mr. Trey, and you know why. Yeah. Yeah.
What's up, everybody? It's your boy, Mr. Trey, from the Blunt Football Talk Show. Have you checked us out here on Wake and Bake America Radio? I mean, come on. What's
and that's how Bill Belichick's career is right now.
In trouble, gets away. Mahomes racing with the bad ankle and all inside the 20.
East Apple.
Hey, tell me you didn't grow up in the projects without telling me.
I grew up with a Jason.
Parsons on the move, and Micah Parsons is in.
I used to be able to twerk until I took a twerking injury.
Ball comes out of his hand toward the end zone.
I hope it fucks your life up. I hope you fail. I hope you fall flat on your face. I'm like, these are my friends. This is us.
And scars you miserably.
You won't be texting and driving with us up in your ride.
Because a group of you get together, there's always one girl who will elect herself the team captain, right? Try to rally the troops. Get everybody together, you know. Okay, look.
Check it out. This is a... Shut up! Okay, look. This is what's going to happen. We're going to take my car, so leave your car. My car, leave your car. Ready, ready? Let's go.
They get in the car. They get to the club.
Oh, no, my purse.
They go inside the club. They start jamming, having fun, right? End of the night, that same girl who's been the leader, the captain, she gets more hammered than everybody. She's the biggest hypocrite walking out missing a shoe, purse, keys, friends, car.
Yo, son, we can pick America Radio.
Tell your friends about this.
Tell your friends up in the GS3. I got the chronic by the tree.
Trey gonna be that old guy in sandals and khakis with a button.
I've been saying this for how long?
I can't step outside naked.
He jumped into the river.
What did you do? Did you run the river?
I jumped in.
I let autocorrect make me look stupid on Facebook every day.
With Luxembourg. I can't do it.
It's Luxembourg.
Oh, okay. Yeah, sure. That's what they all say.
Sexual tracking app on it, and it found that
who is actually using that?
Welcome home, gentlemen from the 4th Infantry Division, 4th ID.
Yeah, yeah. I think he was trying to be funny, but it kind of escalated.
I think he was trying to hit her on a discount. Oh, my name.
You used to listen to FM, but they play the same old.
Mr. Trey and your boy Chris to WQ Watkins. Take that music.
A little loud this time.
Aging gentlemen. That was a little loud, sir. I'm not that aging. All right, so it is, of course, Wake and Bake America Radio. This is the Wake and Bake America Show, flagship show for the station. And we love telling you about our friends like Control Alt Throw Against the Wall, Newbie and the Doobie from Canada, and of course the Blunt Football Talk Show. And if you're interested in joining the station, you know what to do. info@wakeamericashow.com. You could bring your show to our station too. Interesting. So, Christopher, it's time to talk about the difference between protesting as a student versus problem student. And I think that too many people are, you know, they take either side or the other. You're wrong if I disagree with what you're protesting about. I just want to tell you to say that you are not a Democratic person. You are absolutely the opposite of a Democratic person. Just want to point that out. But if you have a problem, here's the thing is, unfortunately, whether you like it or not, in a free society with the freedom of speech, you can't always like what the other person is protesting for or against, for that matter. You don't have to like it. But you have to have the energy to understand that protest, as long as peaceful, as long as not, you know, damaging property, things of that nature, right? That's actually what makes America so great. It really is. It's sure, what makes us the envy of a lot of people. Hey, I hear you now. It's what makes us the envy of a lot of people and a lot of places. It really does. And so, but I want to say that this segment right now is called Student Protest and Student Problem, because just like anywhere where there's protest, the minute a protest becomes unruly, the minute a protest becomes acts of violence, and the minute a protest becomes threats towards maybe your counter-protesters and vice versa, right? The minute those things start happening, the minute you take over a college building and barricade yourself in, those are the moments where student protest does really become student
illegal.
And illegal for that matter. And I'm one of those people that, you know, I love the First Amendment. I don't believe myself to be an absolutist because I do believe that hate crimes are real. So I don't think you should just be able to roll down the street and be like, I want to kill everybody that looks like me or whatever, right? Or religious people. And so I want to tell you guys, I want to stay away from the reasoning behind protest or counter-protest at the colleges because I don't condone war, and especially when it's rooted in religion, and we all know that. And if you turn your nose the other way, then you're forgetting that this is really all based in their religion for thousands of years to literally annihilate each other, and I'm not going to be part of that.
They've been fighting this war for years and years and eons, and it's all over religion.
Yeah, they've been fighting for like 70 years just in modern
right.
times, it's been a 70-year thing going on since the end of World War II, right? So I don't want to get into the middle. I don't want any part of that. What I want to talk about is that when students protest and people see that because you don't like what they're protesting about, they're a problem. No. But what we saw on one campus in America where a group of agitators and students, and I hate the word agitator because it sounds so Southern. By the way, I'm a mixed race person. Let's clear that up. Just for the record, I am a mixed race person, so I don't have no ill will towards anybody. I love everybody. I hate that we can't all love each other. That's the hate I have in my heart, is that I hate that we can't all love each other because some people just got to be stubborn, ignorant, rude, or mean, and that's what it is. And I was just raised better than that I was raised down in the South where people are taught to be kind, and when they choose not to, it just says a lot about them. That's I want to dive into this student protest versus student problem, because we look at Columbia with taking over a building. That's a problem. Barricading yourself in a building, that's a problem. The police coming in, that's a problem. By the way, the cop who fired a round, what the fuck did you go in there with your finger on the trigger? These are students, bro. Like, seriously? I just want to point that out, that just shows the ill will of the police to come in with your finger on the trigger and then try to later say, oh, I'll just try to use my flashlight. Okay, that's fine. You're trying to use the flashlight gun. But why was your finger on the trigger? See, I ask the real questions. I don't want to take sides. I just want to know why your finger was on the trigger when you're storming in a building full of students that aren't actually armed like you are, right? Wow, interesting.
Right. They shouldn't be going into these type of situations with weapons at all. They have way less lethal use.
When you said that, I meant the students, though, too. Like, they shouldn't be in that building in this situation.
Oh, yeah. No, absolutely not. The cops have every right to go in there and remove them.
Yep. I'm going to go on all sides of the table and call a duck, because that's the trade of truth. Trade of truth is my nickname, because I'm just going to call a duck. You don't have to like me and you don't have to agree with me, but you'll understand every time. I'm just going to call it how I see it, and that's how I see it. I've been doing news for 20 darn years and something, and I just, this is what I see.
They have rubber bullets, they have mace, they have tear gas. I mean, there's a lot less, they shouldn't even be taking weapons at all.
Yeah, a lot less potentially lethal things that the police officer in New York could have done. And we have a caller who wants to call in. Give me just a sec. Oh, no, they decided not to. I was going to bring them in. But anyway, so I just wanted to say that that really bothered me in that situation. But I would like to tell the public that it equally bothered me that students took over a building by way of breaking in. And I did find it interesting that the acts were not dissimilar of January 6th. And there were a lot of people who I know that don't say ill things about that said ill things about this. And I'm going, but isn't it the same thing? You broke into a building you're not supposed to be in by means of ways of force and then took it over. Is that not the same thing, though? So I like to keep apples to apples, and I just have called both the same thing. That's not okay. That is criminal, and it shouldn't be allowed in America. However,
the pot calling the kettle black.
But sitting there peacefully protesting you can't be in there busting that up, because that's democracy. So I would like to separate something, and I'm going to give you another example of exactly the opposite of what happened at Columbia, right? So you have the busting in the building and taking it over. The police had to come in. It could have turned into a really, really bad situation. I mean, let's be honest. It really could have turned into a really, really bad situation, especially the cop that discharged around, et cetera. You know, like, things could have really gotten out of control very quickly. It could have become front page national news and unsettling stuff very quickly. Thank goodness it didn't, right? But let's go to somewhere else where it's not like that. So, for instance, over at Brown University, the people have made a decision and worked with the protesters, right, and counter-protesters to set up meetings and votes and committees and votes and this, that, and the other, right, in order to follow their school's democratic process, in order to settle down the protesters, get them to, when you negotiate with somebody who has a problem at this level, it's not a or else. I promise you, if you make it an or else, you're going to end up with what happened back in the 60s and 70s on college campuses around the country. And you
In other words, this is more a democracy.
Well, and it becomes a negotiation with your paying students. See, people have to forget, we don't live in a country where we provide education for people. Let's just get out the window. So when you say that, you go, okay, well, then here you go. It's fine. Things are fine. It's okay. Let them protest until it becomes damaging. And I felt the same way about January 6th. I was like, until y'all literally tried to take over the Capitol building and steal the actual documents that certify our country, until that happened, I was like, look, they ain't really done nothing wrong yet. I don't think we should be able to hang anybody. That seems way, way too far. But they haven't done anything. And then they started breaking in the building. I was like, shit.
Well, senseless students pay to go to college.
That's it. They're a pain invested. They are vested in the university through financial means. They're business owners. Yeah, they have a right. And I think that's a hard thing for some people, especially people who are maybe in a non-union place, or maybe they don't understand how unions protect their rights and things of that nature. And so maybe they don't understand that basically the student body is a union and they have rights. I pay to be here. You're not going to tell me what to do.
Wouldn't the school be an employee to the student?
Yes. And as long as I'm abiding by the law and the rules, as long as, you know, when things go wrong, you have to. So here's the thing is, I'm all for protesting, but the minute the protest starts to get out of hand, you'll see me leave. I'm not getting involved in stupidity. That's ridiculous. Right. Well, I'm getting too old, but even when I was a young guy, I marched for women's rights. I marched for this, that, and the other.
Hey. I was there for both the riots in East Lansing on MSU campus.
All I can tell you is that I don't like when things get out of hand. I'm out. Done. Sorry. Peace out, bro.
Yeah.
I'm not going to want to be involved in it. No. Aloha. Aloha to you as well.
Aloha.
So I think that what you have to understand as a human being is, if you believe in democracy, then you can't say these kids are wrong for protesting. But if you believe in the law, you can't have the few that broke into a building do that. We can't be threatening Jewish kids who have nothing to do with that war and are here in their country going to school, right? But we also can't be trying to pretend like every protester who's protesting for their people is a bad person. Because couldn't that easily be said for the other side when there's 35,000 dead people who are civilians? Don't get me wrong. What happened before that matters too. But what I'm saying is those are a bunch of civilians. They didn't have nothing to do with that. So you get what I'm saying? Like, I've watched for months now people justify killing like 300 civilians to get one terrorist, dude. Seriously, those numbers are not comfortable. I don't care whose side you're on. So I want to go to another example where there is a university group that is invested in the divesting of any, you know, relations with anybody when it comes to religious base, right? But there is a coalition group that I just find fascinating and I adore greatly. And I say coalition for a reason, because it is a group of students that are Palestinian descendants and Israeli descendants, right? And they have come together and are working for a positive resolution with their university in order to make everyone feel welcomed, wanted, and loved on campus. And honestly, guys, if you hate on that, I question your humanity, because
Right.
You have two opposing parties from a religious standpoint, right? but who see the lighter side that no one wins in this. I got another example of there were counter-protests, Israel counter-protesters, Palestinian protesters, and the Israeli counter-protesters. But in this example, and I don't like to give out names, but I'll give out what happened because that's more fascinating anyway, let's be honest, okay? So before we move on from this subject, this is the last thing I want to say on it, because I think America and our listeners and the humanity of the world, somewhere in the eons of the galaxy, this show is spinning around in the universe, in the digital world, and somebody's going to hear this at some point and hear rationale that this guy starts walking down the middle of these protesters and he starts chanting Israeli and Palestinians don't deserve to die, you know, this stuff, you know, the children of don't deserve to die. And I don't want to misquote it, but it's along those lines, right? And what you saw, which was interesting, was what I saw was people from both sides start joining him in the chain. It was fucking beautiful.
Right on.
With all the bad stuff going on, I just think y'all need to hear that it's not everybody, everywhere, stirring up a muck and causing problems and really doing criminal acts and really threatening people and making it uncomfortable for Palestinian or Jewish students to go to school, right? There are a few people that are doing that, but there's so much good out there. And for me to watch, you know, anyone try to say that either side doesn't deserve the right to protest is lunacy. Because that's everything that this country was built on. The right to have a problem with the system. A right to take issue with a war. The right to not like a politician. The right to stand up against an issue socially or otherwise, right? The right to say that if all men are not truly created equal, then America is not living up to its promise. It's an awesome thing we get to do. So I just can't, I had to come today with something real, bro. Sorry, I'm getting a little choked up. I really am. But I had to come to something real because there's so much negativity and hate out there. And you forget, because you disagree with what someone's saying, that's part of the process. And if it involves hate speech, then it doesn't belong. If it involves promoting acts of violence, it doesn't belong. But if you're out there just chanting away about you hate war, fine. If as long as you're not doing anything, rock on. You got to get the right permits. You got to do things the right way. And schools may have, you know, Jewish descendant leaders. You can't deny somebody the right to protest just because they do not agree with your religion. And that's what this really kind of comes down to. It's so much more than just land. It's so much more than the people of Gaza feeling oppressed by the people of Israel because they control things like water rights and stuff like that and food and stuff. It's so much more than stuff outside of that. It's so much more than, you know, wanting to have, and believe me, there are terrorists on one side that believe the other side shouldn't exist, and vice versa in my eyes. So you have to really like understand that this is the American fucking dream, dude. Like, my dad came here, served this military, got shipped the fuck around the world, and I got shipped around the world too, by the way. Just fun fact. And I just, you know, my mom's great-grandparents came, or great-great-grandparents came here from Deutschland, baby, and got to live there as a kid. That was awesome. And it's just, this is American dream. Standing up for what you believe in. And as long as you ain't being mean, nasty, and deplorable about it, is there really something wrong with you exercising the American dream? But again, for context, that's withstanding all the people who broke into a building. That's not okay. That's not okay. That's all I want to get just out of the way. That okay. Again, you didn't hear me mention much about religion in the sense of, you know, opposing sides and whatnot, because I could care less. I don't believe in war over religion, and I never will. I think that organized religion is the pathway to war because it gives people an excuse to do hateful and harmful things to others. And that goes around the table in circle, guys. There's no finger pointing. I love when the producer gives a little check mark thingy or the whatever you want to call it, like you got the answer right. Thanks, man. Guys, guy's all right sometimes, even though I just, you know, I totally obliterated him earlier in the show. He's actually all right. All right. So we need to move on. Do you have anything else about the protest versus problem?
No. I mean, it's not right for those students to have broken into that building, but ultimately they do have the right to freedom of speech, the right to protest, as long as they do it the proper way.
And I think we have to remember that schools, I guess I do got one more thing. We have to remember that schools are private property that people pay to privately go to. And because of that, you can't just go to a campus if you don't go to school there. So I think there needs to be a little bit of understanding in that as well. Because, yeah, you know, there's like a lot of people that are coming and causing problems. There are people, you guys, hate it or like it. I told you, I speak truth to power on this show. There's a lot of people that are showing up at places causing problems on both sides, by the way. I know y'all saw that video. On both sides, by the way. And so I just want to say that you can have opposing views, but it's the ones that come together and just want all the bad stuff to stop and maybe come back to the table and negotiate as human beings. I also think that, look, let's call a duck a duck. I think that the people of Israel need to deal with their leadership just indiscriminately bombing civilians and killing civilians. But I also think that the Palestinian people need, from Gaza, the people of Gaza need to stand up to Hamas, and they need to replace Hamas because their terrorist group is what is really the catalyst to kind of really, back in October, that's the catalyst right there, dude. Nobody's, yeah. You're not going to get me to ever deny that people from Hamas came across the border, killed people from Israel, took a bunch of hostages, and then we got here. My problem became when Israel started bombing civilians indiscriminately, like they killed like 100 people to kill two terrorists, guys. If you're okay with children, innocent women and children and men being bombed indiscriminately to kill two people, then I give you this example. Imagine the police showing up with helicopters and cop cars with 50 cals mounted on them and just shooting up the whole fucking neighborhood you live in to find one bank. If you're not okay with that, then you can't be okay with the other, and you have to understand that my example is savage and real for a reason, because I want you to think. The show is to get you to think. But anyway, and if you think that going into somebody else's country and murdering, raping, pillaging, and taking hostages is okay, then you should probably leave this show too, because we're not okay with that. See, two things can be wrong. Just like I've told you, Chris, many times, two things can be right. Two things can be true, and there can be two false at the same time. If you hold, just open your eyes. So, as you choke to death, we have a little story, which is always my chance to get stoned.
Hey, your chance to get high. Get high off my news. Moving on to cannabis.
Wee, I love cannabis. Give him some good music, DJ.
Well, yeah, let's talk about cannabis reform, as we have for the past couple episodes. Rescheduling of cannabis is moving forward at a faster pace now than we might have ever expected. Scheduling cannabis from a Schedule 1 to a Schedule 3 would allow state-issued licensed cannabis shops to take federal tax deductions and move more towards being included in banking.
Which is still not, I think they're trying to still keep that off the table, which is bullshit.
Right, but that's what, where the reclassification of this is gonna, the DEA has finally come forward and said that we need to change the scheduling of cannabis. It's getting the FDA on board that's going to be the issue.
Well, and for banking, I think Congress has to lean on the Federal Trade Commission, which I believe is what governs banking, if I remember right.
A lot of people don't realize it's a process.
Outside of
because when you free one statute or law, it implements other laws to take its place, and
absolutely,
you can't have one without the other. And yeah, you're gonna have to decriminalize it federally. You're gonna have to get Congress to pass laws to allow banking, to allow college scientific research,
regulating banking. Yep. So interestingly enough, I did hear that they were trying to take the cannabis banking off the table. And I want to pose this question because, once again, I'm that asshole. I'm going to ask the question. Half of you, if you're taking a side, you're too much of a coward to ask. And I'm not taking sides. I want answers. I'm a true journalist. I could care less what the results of those answers are. I want answers. That's just the end of it right there. That's who I am. So the reason I bring that up is for this, because I want answers. So when we talk about cannabis rescheduling to a Schedule 3 drug, the answer I want is, if you want banking for cannabis off the table, please, please, America, Congress, the governing bodies of banking and so forth, please tell me which one of the Schedule 3 drugs, or which of the Schedule 3 drugs that you and manufacturers that you prevent from banking as well, please.
Right. Yes. Absolutely. Totally agree with you. Once we get the DEA to back off and reschedule it, then we can go to the FDA, and then we need to get Congress to change its mind so that this all can easily be resolved. It's the unfortunate part is all the other steps that have to follow in order to get cannabis to the level that we want. Now, we have to understand that even though they would declassify cannabis in America, doesn't make it legal everywhere. Because it's still a state choice.
I mean, and you still can't just run around with like a bag of pills and, you know, bag of opiates in your pocket unless it was prescribed for you. So
right.
There are some things that are going to come into play there. And I think we have a lot to... there's a lot to do as far as the work goes when it comes to the rescheduling and re-regulating of cannabis as a whole. There's a lot that has to be done because, again, we can't bank still, which is ridiculous because you might have had a – listen, there may have been a fair point. You know, fair play when you were lying to the country for like 100 years that cannabis had no medicinal value. Fair play that at that point, no value medicinally. Now you can't do anything with it. But then – we don't bank it. But now that it's Schedule 3, it has medicinal value, it has a worth in the country, it has a value as a cash crop, so now we need banking on it.
Yeah, and well, the rescheduling is going to implement the ability for medical testing and research, which is huge, so that ultimately each state can come up with a better way to determine whether you're intoxicated by cannabis. Because if you're going to treat it like alcohol, you have to come up with a fair test that isn't going to put everybody that ever smokes into jeopardy every time they get behind the wheel of a car, or even being able to have a weapon.
Or better, I'm just getting off on the charges because I'll just take it to trial and show the jury that you don't have a system that can narrow down when I actually got stoned. And so you could be trying to hold me accountable for being stoned 30 to 45 days ago. The reality is that everyday cannabis users are not stoned after less than 2 hours to 2 hours. Why do you think they keep going?
Right,
dummy.
Right, but the scientific research is going to be huge. It's just really good to hear that we are making steps forward in the right direction. People just have to understand this isn't an overnight thing. Once one thing happens, another thing has to follow in order for it to truly be decriminalized.
Well, check this out. It takes a while to metabolize alcohol if you overdrink. So So check this out. Here's a little story for you. Pulled over anytime within 24 hours of getting pretty hammered, and you're gonna get a DUI. I promise you. It's gonna be hard to hide that. If you got really hammered, I'll tell you why. Because if you wake up with a hangover, that means that you likely have enough alcohol in your bloodstream still
to be drunk.
Drunk, and so at that point, then again, my cousin had got a DUI, and long story short, I needed to use her car after I was drinking the night before, and that bitch wouldn't start for me. So listen, if there's a will, there's a way. But I think sometimes that there's going to be some, we have to figure out, I refuse to move forward until we have ways that people are comfortable with that aren't going to like stack the deck, as I always call it,
Oh yeah, without a doubt. You know, and another thing is the federal government has to look at the tax income that they could be getting from allowing banking, allowing them to file taxes, allowing them to borrow money from a bank. I mean, these companies could ultimately fuel more of our economy in this country.
You put people at risk of robbery and other things because they are a cash business right now, things of that nature. There's a few places that there's a workaround, as we'll call it. But but a couple, a handful of places where you can really check out digitally. Outside of that, there's no way. So what I will say is this. I think that we have to kind of grow up a little bit on, you know, America. You have to grow up on weed, man. It's just what it is. You don't have to like it, but you have to grow up. Because the reality is it's a lot like a lot of things that I believe in life. Like I always tell people, you don't have to like an abortion, but if you don't have one. That's very simple to me, I believe. You know, no matter what somebody else's problem is, right? If you don't want to be high, don't smoke pot. It's called taking the bullets out the gun, as we say. So the reality is, you know, do for you as you see fit. But I do see a lot of impending infringement on people's personal rights when it comes to cannabis quite often. And it bugs me because it's like, look, dude, no one's asking you to use pot. No one's asking your kids to use pot. If you think you're like, they're like, if we don't have it here, the kids won't use it.
No.
Yeah,
that's not true. they will find it.
My own till it's down, down.
Well, I mean, that's just like alcohol. I mean, if an underage person wants to get their hands on alcohol, they will find a way to get alcohol.
We used to pay a bomb. We'd buy his booze to go get our booze.
Right. And didn't care how much it cost you.
Oh, well, I'll tell you what, little buddy. We do got to get to the next segment. And this one is favorite Jedi. Oh, yay! Favorite Jedi time. This is anyway, if you have a favorite Jedi, I mean, feel free to type it in the comments or whatever. Sorry, I've been trying to keep up on the comments, but it's hard sometimes when you're like in thought and in the zone. Shout out to everybody who's checked out the show today. Quite a bit of live listeners loving that. That is so awesome.
Shout out to Fluffy Craig. Bunny. Oh,
Craig's like a fucking poster on the wall in the goddamn recording studio because he's here. We love it. you know, shout out to Chuck driving around. Shout out to there's so many. Will Bree, Crazy Lady, Marvin, I mean, there's so many people that checked in today, and I just want to say thank you for giving some hearts and some loves, and Sweet Angel, thank you, man, Riggs Radio, man, thanks for stopping by, dude, hit us up, we'll get you on here. He was calling in, but when I went to add him to the show, he hung up, so I'm not sure if it was just, you know, usually when that happens, people are like, oh shit, I'm the one calling in, let me hang up, it wasn't me.
Ghosted.
Right? Let's get into excuse me. Man, you dogs are on fire, but you're well. Let's get into favorite Jedi. Now, do you have a favorite Jedi or are you from the dark side? That's my first question.
I can't really say that I'm from the dark side, but I do like both sides.
Oh, you nerdy freak.
Yeah. Because you can't have good without evil.
Well, there's Palpatine as a Sith, so we'll leave him out of this. Favorite Darth, okay? Or favorite, you know, dark guy, right? And then I want to go to the flip to coin, and I want to go favorite good guy, right? So for me, I'm going to tell you that it's really easy for me to say Yoda because he's fucking the greatest Jedi ever, right? Basically, he's the greatest Jedi ever. So it'd be easy to say Yoda, right? Like, nobody ever killed Yoda. Yoda died on his own. Fact. So he's the greatest Jedi. Nobody ever killed him in my eyes. That's an awesome Jedi. You never got killed. and you live 900 years and don't get killed, you are the Jedi. Sorry. But honestly, I'm actually going to go from a cinematic point of view, and because of its historical importance, the additional growth of Star Wars, the franchise, I'm actually going to go with Master Windu. Played by none other than Samuel L. Jackson. And I'm going to tell you why.
It has nothing to do with Star Wars, doggy. It has everything to do with Star Wars, I should say. It has nothing to do with the actual, like, film and his character in the film at all. What Master Windu, or a.k.a. Samuel L. Jackson, is credited for in the Star Wars franchises, right? What his accreditation or what he gave to Star Wars is when they brought him in to play Master Windu, they told him, hey, you know, pick your lightsaber. There's, you know, green, blue, and the bad guys have red. So he said, well, why aren't there other colors? Never thought of that. We just never had other colors. And he goes, well, then can I have a purple one instead? And from that day forward, started requesting different colored. So then you start seeing like orange and cool fluorescence and this, that, and the other, right? But at first it was just orange, or it was just blue, green, and red. So I remember just watching a documentary film on the creating of the introduction of when, you know, he becomes introduced when they first bring, you know, the little kid Anakin back from Tatooine. That's when his character gets introduced as at the Jedi Council, you know. But anyway, so I just thought that I've always found that to be so cool when you can walk in a room and throw out an idea that's just never, no one's ever just been like, hey, why can't I have a different color fucking, you know, kick ass lightsaber, brah, right? And so I just wanted to say that. So my favorite cinematic Jedi has to be Yoda, but my favorite, like, contributor to the show is really Samuel L. Jackson and Master Windu as really all in one because of the contribution to really opening the door for multicolored Jedi sabers. That's, I know it sounds so stupid, but it's cool to me. What about you? If you are talking, we don't hear you. That's weird. We lost Chris. It's okay. There he is. Hey, buddy. I wonder if we have a bad connection, but I'm hearing Anakin.
Yeah, I would have to be Anakin.
There you go. There you are. Anakin. Okay. I like it. I like it. Anakin?
Play both sides of the fence.
Yeah, honestly, and there's a few people like what was his name? Count Dooku.
Yeah, Dooku.
Dooku played both sides of the fence. And there's probably a dozen more we're forgetting. But the point is a lot of people, you know, were like, I mean, there's even the one dude from the last three trilogies where he was a stormtrooper first, and then he came to the good side.
Yep.
Because he was still some type of way about his career path on the dark side. But anyway, so that's all I had on that one. Was that we're gonna move forward? Do you have a second lead story, or are we going to things you didn't know about Star Wars?
Things you didn't know about Star Wars.
Okay, I didn't care if you had to because that one was such a big deal. It took a minute.
Yeah. I really wanted to focus on that one, so.
Yeah. Well, and there was a lot of focus needed because there's so many aspects to that, too. And so I'm glad that we got to cover a few of those things like banking and some of the other things that are totally unrelated to cannabis in that sense, but are such an intricate part of what's going on. Now, we move forward to May the 4th be with you, my peoples.
Yeah.
And we're going to talk about things you didn't know about
Star Wars.
Motherfucking shit. Yep. So are you guys ready?
Why did the Jedi cross the road?
I want to give a shout out to HMV.com who put this list together because that's where I got it. And I like to give a little accreditation. So according to this website and what knowledge that we have and some, or whatever, I guess. No, I'm just playing. No, but anyway.
I'm not a total Star Wars nerd.
I am one that I've watched all of them, but like I said, there's just so many names and planets and this and that and the other.
Can you even count all the planets and characters in that show?
No, and I don't want to, but somebody should. Because there's one guy out there that is willing to do it, and I think he should do it.
But don't miscount people twice, bro. Don't fuck up when you go back in that goddamn bar on tattooing, because there's some of them tattoos been in there for like 80 years. They're just drunk. Like, don't fuck up. All right. So anyway, so the word Ewok is never actually spoken out loud in the films. So nobody calls them an Ewok. Nobody says that.
Oh, wow. You know, I never even noticed that.
They were called the furry creatures of Endor, not Ewok. But, of course, the game, so I don't know where the name came from, but they don't actually say it in the film, but you know they're called that because that's what they're called by, like, you know, George Lucas and so on and so forth. Of course, they appear in Return of the Jedi. Great one. It's weird because it's like the middle three movies, but they were the first three filmed. It's kind of like how, you know what's funny is I noticed like how it's hard for them to try to dumb down the technology for Captain Pike on because it's filmed now where the technology is so much cooler. And you know, they have like lame looking boards on the 60s show because it was the 60s. They had cardboard fucking, you know, movie scenes, you know. But anyway, are you ready for this one? This one I did not know until I read it today. Blew my mind, man. Fucking blew my mind. Tupac could have been Mace Windu, one of my favorite Jedis. Would the saber have ever been turned purple? We'll never know.
Shut the front door.
Because, yes, Tupac reportedly told Rick Clifford, former chief engineer at Death Row Records, that he wanted to read for George Lucas, and that they wanted him to be a Jedi. But the part ultimately was given to Samuel L. Jackson, and the filming of The Phantom Menace began. His untimely death may have turned out to be a different thing in a universe far, far away. Had he not died? All right, so. In other news.
Other news.
Jar Jar Binks is responsible for the destruction of the Jedi. I said it out loud. Apparently, for a whole list of reasons as to why he's the most disliked character in the Star Wars universe, but, you know, for everything from being kind of clumsy and goofy and all that good stuff. But they say that the one forgotten fact that by many people is the fact that he directly handed Palpatine the means to create Order 66. Jar Jar Binks gave a passionate speech at the Galactic Senate, if you remember, and that persuaded them to vote in favor of giving the Chancellor emergency powers, making him a dictator, remember? And then he overthrows the Senate.
It's Trump! Like,
dude, I knew you were going to say, I was like, it's like, this is like some real America shit here right now.
George Lucas knew.
E.T. is in Star Wars.
I can see that.
So apparently it's not the original E.T. exactly, but his alien species was used and present in Star Wars.
Was he at the bar with Jabba the Hutt?
I don't know, but there's a group of they're called the Ozagorians, and they were represented at the Galactic Senate, and their first appearance can be found in The Phantom Menace, paying homage.
Really?
And
remember,
Menace is the first movie in the line of nine, but it was filmed fourth in the line of nine. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
You ready for this one? This is one that nobody probably remembers. Unless you were a boy band fan.
Uh-oh.
NSYNC had a cameo in Attack of the Clones.
Get out of here.
That's right. The boy band was invited to briefly appear as Jedi in episode 2. And for the single reason of appeasing George Lucas's daughters.
Oh.
But alas. They never made it to the big screen
as the scene was cut from the final. Now, maybe they'll appear one day in George Lucas's director's cut. No, he probably got to pay him if he releases it. So yeah, it's probably going to come out for like 70 years because he's got to pay him if he drops it before.
There, I brought him here. I never said they were going to make the movie.
I mean, so apparently the colors of the lightsabers have meanings. If you didn't know that, in the earlier times of the Jedis, the different colors were used to distinguish ranks between Jedi. Lightsabers made with blue or green crystals indicated whether a Jedi was a guardian or a consular. The more exotic colors were made with crystals that were very hard to come by and were often passed down through generations in later years. Of course, let's go with the purple Windu one.
Would have followed
mythology, you know, would have followed that mythology. Well, so guys, that is all.
Times was expensive.
But I want to, so check this out. That's all I have time for today. We're about to get out of here for the day. And we really appreciate everyone stop by. We had tons of live listeners today, dozens and dozens of live listeners. If you listen to the show later, we love you for that too. Yep, we're going to leave on that note, of course. So we're about to get out of here. So my last Star Wars exciting thing you probably didn't know about Star Wars before we end the show today and for this week is this fun fact about Star Wars. It is impossible, and I say they wrote the word impossible, to obtain an original theatrical version of Star Wars. You heard me right. Every release has been altered in some way. Even some of the later theatrical releases distributed in 1977 when the film had first premiered had changes made to them. Many of the changes centered on the visual effects and sound quality. As Lucas was dissatisfied with the original version of all three films in the original trilogy. But there were also more controversial changes that came up later on. But the reality is that the original theatrical version of Star Wars that was set to be released, you can't get it because they had to fix the audio and make a different version of it. Imagine that, right?
Wow.
I wonder, does it even exist,
though?
That's a good question. That's a great.
Like, does Luke... original version.
No. We gotta get out of here. Let's go.
Peace.
Oh. Hey, yo.
Booming systems across Colorado. Say, boom, let
me say, well. You hear the crowd go. Boom, shake.
That means I'm chilling.
Lazy.